Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're very excited about a new friend who's joining us today. Bruce Levitt is here. Bruce is a consumer bankruptcy foreclosure defense attorney. He's a managing partner at Levitt and Slackley's. I think is how you say that. I'll ask him about that in a second. And he operates his law firm with his wife. I know how that is, and he's our new friend, Bruce Levitt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. What, say the name of the second name in your firm.
Slafkas.
There it is. The F looked like an L. Slafkas. Okay. Levitt and Slafkas. With a name like Blasingame, Bruce, I try to get other people's names right. So, all right. One of the things that we all know is that the small businesses, well, Blasingame's first law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized. And when we're hit by what we've just been hit with, this sudden impact of the coronavirus on us, and we've been extruded through this wormhole of being shut down and then somewhat reopening, no one out there, I mean, almost nobody I know, had enough cash to handle all this. And the government stepped up and helped out a lot. There was a lot of that. Some people wouldn't have made it anywhere beyond April without it. But still, now we're beyond PPP. We're beyond the Paycheck Protection Program. And with some of them, people are still not opening up. And so they're still struggling. I mean, there are millions of small business owners that are continuing to struggle. And what's your advice on how to deal with opening, reopening, and we'll talk about the bankruptcy part in a little bit, but especially the part about managing our finances. What do you think? And managing our relationships with our creditors.
Yeah, it's my experience, and I've been doing this a long time, and I represent a lot of small businesses. Even before the pandemic, small businesses have always struggled. When the economy is good, of course, small businesses do well. But also when the economy is good, there's a lot more competition. Mm-hmm. So even before the pandemic, I had a lot of small business clients that were struggling. And the smaller the business, the harder, because they couldn't get loans. Capital mm-hmm. was difficult. But since the pandemic, it just made matters a lot worse. And what I've been counseling my clients, whether they're closed or whether they're open, whether they should be open or not, they have to take stock of their business. They have to do an analysis of, they've got to look at their debt. They've got to look at their assets. They've got to look at their cash flow. It's just amazing to me. It's not too much different from the individuals that I represent. It comes down to the budget. It's dollars and cents. And very often, my small business clients don't spend the time focusing in on the costs, the income, the cash flows. They don't even know if they're profitable.
Financial management is not the strong suit, sadly. And it's bizarre to even think this, but this is the thing that I've been harping on for 30 years, Bruce, and that is the getting small business owners to focus on their finances. And, you know, as you say, they don't know what their bottom line is. They don't know what their middle line is. They don't know what their gross profit number or margin is. And when you're wandering around blind like that, when you have to tighten up, you don't know how to tighten, do you?
With the individual finances. There's no debt. There's no financial education in this country. So if people have to be able to manage their own finances, and if you go into business, you have to be able to manage the finances of business. I have many people, for instance, that go into the restaurant business because they love food. They think they're good business people, and they may be great good business people. They may love food, but they don't understand the industry. They don't understand the cash flows. They don't understand what it costs to run a restaurant. And
they don't realize that you've got to know how much every fry costs you, and every slice of bread. So talk to us when we're in the throes of this thing. What are some things that we need to first focus on? What's the first thing to focus on? Is it cash? Should we say, okay, I've got so much cash. Who do I give this to first? What do you think?
It's a matter of I've written an article on this. It's a matter of prioritizing who you pay. Mm-hmm. There are certain creditors that should get paid first, and unfortunately, there are other creditors that should wait. The landlord, for instance. If the funds are available, especially if there's PPP funds, the landlord gets paid first. To the extent that there's bank debt where the bank has collateral on your assets, if you can't pay the bank is going to take those assets. You're going to be out of business.
Right.
So what I tell my clients to do is prioritize those creditors that you're going to pay, the landlord, the bank.
Payroll. Payroll's got to be
down the list.
Payroll's got to be first, though, doesn't it? Doesn't payroll have to be first? Are we presuming payroll
is open?
Are we presuming payroll's already been made? Yeah.
Well, if they have their PPP loan, they're making their payroll.
Yeah.
And then with the money that's left, they're paying. They have to decide what else to pay. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, payroll gets paid. Many of my clients are down to just the owner of the business.
Yeah,
they don't even have payroll anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's choices. They have to decide, can I afford to have, if it's a restaurant, can I afford to have the people in the kitchen? Can I afford to have somebody helping me with the deliveries?
You also can't ghost, if you're not going to pay someone or if you're not going to pay them everything, you can't ghost on them, can you? You've got to talk to them. That's one of the things you point out is you've got to communicate.
It's all communication. It's communicating with your employees. It's communicating with your creditors. And that's critical. I find that my clients that are in touch with their creditors, that are in touch with their landlord, everybody's experienced the same problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pick up the phone and you call a creditor and say, listen, I'm closed. You're closed also. So there's no way in the world I can pay you. But if you hang in there with me, I will give you, once I have the money, I will start paying you. And I'm finding it so much easier to negotiate with creditors.
People can deal with bad news. What they can't deal with is no news. That's one of the things, folks. Nobody likes surprises. In business, there's no surprises. Surprises are for birthdays. Bruce Levitt and I will be right back, and we'll talk about what happens if you think you have to go bankrupt. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.